What's going on, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. And ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by OxyWellness.com to experience the natural benefits of what CBD can do for your health and well-being. Check out OxyWellness.com. The CBD brand called Oxygen has THC-free friendly product lines that addresses ailments like pain, inflammation, stress, and much more. You can also get on the distribution side of the game by launching your own CBD franchise today through the Oxygen brand. You can follow them on Instagram at Oxy Wellness and stay updated. And again, that's Oxy, O-X-Z, wellness.com, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're here. We're going to have a real good discussion on tonight's broadcast, family. Let everybody know we're live right now so we can chop this game up. We're going to take that real quick commercial break. Don't you move a muscle. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
The Hurricane Report is a news website dedicated to lovingly serving the Black American community. Go to our website, h-report.news. Subscribe to us. Follow us on Instagram at h_REEEPOORT. Twitter at the H-Report2. And share the articles. You can purchase merch, donate, or drop us a line through our contact form. Go to h-report.news. Take action and maintain freedom.
Check out the website Free Game Alert by business coach Dave Anderson, a.k.a. Taz Daddy. You've seen Taz Daddy on tour with me. He's been on the road with me. He's been on The Breakfast Club, Forbes, Black Enterprise, CNN, spitting game on business and entrepreneurship for our people. Go to freegamealert.com so my man Dave can break the game down to you and help you grow your business. Working with Dave and his team, it's not cheap, so you better take advantage right now. If you are ready to invest in yourself, you can apply for a spot on his team at freegamealert.com. Follow my dude Dave on Instagram at TheBusinessBully. And again, check out freegamealert.com.
If you are looking for a great Christmas gift for your kids, order Gifted and Lit. Gifted and Lit is educational programming that uses hip-hop and cartoons to teach children mathematics, science, language arts, and more. Order their bundle deals at giftedandlit.com. Remember, that is giftedandlit.com.
It's your main man, Mr. X. Get your hand on my pocket, and I'm here to give you what you want, to give you what you need.
This is Mrs. X. Listen to Get Your Hands Out My Pocket on SoundCloud.com/GYHOMP.
We are also on YouTube and Facebook. Come be the solution to Black people's problems.
Have you ever wondered why some people who are not as qualified as you, not as smart as you, or as talented as you can achieve so much phenomenal success out here in the world? If you want to learn the secrets and be ready for change in 2020, order the book How to Be Successful with or Without a College Degree by author Derek Collins. In this book, he's going to give you straight to the point, no-nonsense principles that will help you take your life to the next level. So go to successclass.org and purchase the book today. Remember, that's successclass.org.
What if there was an opportunity for you to actually get your finances together and make money and pay for things that you already love? That's exactly what the creators of Yelp have done. YelpToday.com is an online platform that teaches financial responsibility without being pushy or salesy. It's designed to show you how to put your money to work, fix your credit, and make an impact with your buying power. For less than a dollar a day, you get unlimited access to information and resources. If you go to YelpToday.com and use the promo code Tariq, you'll be entered to win a free vacation. This month, our winner will be heading to Thailand. Every month, you'll get amazing trips, content, and resources. courses. Go to yoketoday.com and enter the code Tariq to lock in your opportunity to go to Thailand. That's yoketoday.com.
That's yoketoday.com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now listening to the incredible, the legendary, Tariq Nasheed.
A nasty, vile gutter snipe. Right up out the hood.
On Tariq Radio.
Where is JJ getting all this cash?
Yo, what's going on, guys? We're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have y'all back in. Ready to chop up game like we always do. I hope you guys have gone to HiddenColorsFilm.com to check out Hidden Colors 1 through 5, as well as the movie 1804. You can stream all the movies right now. That's HiddenColorsFilm.com. And I have to thank everybody who has contributed to the Foundational Black American Conference on Indiegogo. Everybody who has purchased their advance tickets, we're at over 100K on Indiegogo right now, and we have 5 hours to go. The Indiegogo campaign will end tonight after midnight out here, West Coast time. So everybody, right now, you got 5 hours left to get involved. Man, I'm so proud of everybody for getting busy with it, supporting the Foundational Black American Conference, man. This shows that we are utilizing our codified energy, and that's what we're talking about on today's broadcast, man. We're showing the world that we are codified, and we're going to use that codified power for our benefit as Foundational Black Americans. Now y'all see why so many people were getting shook. Because when we get codified, we make stuff happen. That's the scariest thing in the world, seeing Foundational Black Americans getting real codified. So again, I like to thank everybody who has contributed and gotten their advance tickets to the conference. It's going to be the conference of the year. We have over 1,200 people attending already. This is going to be a huge event. And we still got a long time until it comes. Well, we got to June. It's going to happen in June. So we got a while. But we're already, oh man, we're on our way to 2,000 people showing up already. So we're still trying to get the right venue. We were going to get one venue, but we have so many people attending, we got to upgrade to another venue out there in Atlanta. So we're just trying to find a big enough venue out there where we can get the folks in and just make it really, really pop off, which we're going to do. So these are good problems, but it's going to happen. We're going to make it happen. Most likely it's going to be June 20th. We're just trying to get the dates locked down with the venue, but this is going to be the event of the year. We're going to step into 2020 heavy. You see, people, you can't hate on God's work. See all the devilish people who tried to hate on Foundational Black Americans? That's not going to work. We're doing God's work out here. God wants us to be codified, powerful. God wants us to stand tall against the white supremacists. When we stand on that and get codified, we're undefeated. Do you understand me? And I like to thank the haters who we use as promoters. We use haters as promoters. The white supremacists and their little Negro minions, they're great promoters. That's what we like to use them for. You cannot hate on God's work. This is why we're going to take this thing to the next level. It is successful already, and we're going to continue that success. Shout out to all the family, including you haters too. But shout out to the foundational Black American family for standing strong and standing tall. And another thing, we got to tip our hats to the foundational Black American family for Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, as you know, she has dropped out of the campaign. By the way, everybody hit the thumbs up button, please. Everybody hit that thumbs up button and hit the subscribe button. We're going to go deep tonight. We're going to talk about it. And by the way, go to Indiegogo right now while I'm talking and go ahead and get your advance tickets and get down with the campaign if you haven't. And if you have, let's hit it one more time. Ladies and gentlemen, we got 5 hours. Or if you're watching on YouTube, click the link below. There's a link right below in the profile. Y'all click that right now. But as you guys know, Kamala Harris, she went on and tapped out. She ended her campaign. And truth be told, it was you, family. It was the foundational Black Americans that ended her campaign. See, a lot of folks try to contribute that to me and things like that. I remember when I started going in on Kamala Harris, her campaign were... her campaign managers and all of her people, they were attacking me by name. The Democratic Party, they were attacking me by name when I was calling Kamala Harris out when she first started running. The head of the Democrats were calling me out by name. They were going in on me personally for putting Kamala Harris on Front Street. But it was you, family. It was the foundational Black American family who said no to her. We saw this Trojan horse fiasco for what it was. This was another Obama-style con job that the foundational Black Americans were not going for. We said no. Yes, Howard Dean cursed my ass out. Howard Dean is basically the head of the Democratic Party. He cursed me out on Twitter. Personally, that man cursed me out for going in on Kamala Harris. These people were targeting me heavy. I didn't buckle, I didn't fold, and neither did you. This woman was going to be a travesty for Black America. They tried to parade this woman out with her fake Black credentials. She don't give a damn about Black people, Black men, nor Black women. This woman was a Trojan horse for fuckery, and you saw that, and you did not let these people finesse you into supporting her. And notice, the minute she lost, all of a sudden she's taking a picture with her zaddy. You ain't seen that zaddy in a while, have you? When they've been trying to blacken her up, you haven't seen the zaddy. You ain't seen zaddy in a while. When I saw the picture, this is her being defeated if you're looking at this now. This is a defeat photo, and he's like, he tweeted this. Her zaddy tweeted this saying, I still got you. I'm still holding you down, or something to that effect. Now, let me tell y'all something. She's going to stop the facade. She's going to stop all the finessing. She's going to let you know what she really feels about Black folks now. And the Democratic Party is too. She's like, oh, do I have to keep eating these nasty collard greens and chicken wings? I want to get back to my damn curry goat. Do I have to keep eating this bullshit to show out in front of these niggas? Do I have to let my edges nap up? Do I really want to get back to my relaxers and my perms? I mean, really, can I stop this whole sister girl bullshit and just get back to loving my zaddy? She's tired of the facade and she's going to let it all hang out. Fuck all you niggas. She's going to go back to being Indian again. And now, if you've noticed, all of the Shea Butter Negroes, the Democratic shills, all these folks are running around trying to give their take on why she lost. And they're attacking us right now. They're attacking foundational Black Americans left and right. Have y'all noticed that? Jemele Hill, Jemele Chucky Doll Hill, she was attacking Black people. Notice they're getting, everybody's getting their little digs in on us right now because they know it was us who got her out the damn paint. They know it's us who got her out the paint. So it's like, black people want to support Biden. Black people, they're really going in on us right now. Black folks just don't want to see a black woman do this. No. Y'all not about to play the black woman card on her. This person is a non-foundational black American woman who don't give a shit about black American females. This woman was throwing the book at black mothers out here in California for their children missing school. She's not a friend of black women. Let's get off that. Let's not even play that game. Let's not play that game. They're going back to the Russian bots. It's Russian bots and black women haters. That's the whole bullshit they're going to go with now. They're trying to throw out all these jive-ass theories as to why this woman had to tap out and why none of us were really supporting her. Remember, they got to have foundational black Americans to get where they need to get. We are the base of the Democratic Party, and we're not going to let them take us for granted. If you're not bringing tangibles, we're going to do you just like we did Kamala Harris. And all your bullshit excuses is not going to scare us. You're not going to shame us. This is the foundational black American family using codified power. So they're scrambling right now. And understand, if you really want to know why Kamala lost, I mean, this is what really made her lose, and this was the nail in the coffin right here.
So I'm not going to sit here and say I'm going to do something that's only going to benefit black people. No. So I'm not going to sit here and say I'm going to do something that's only going to benefit black people. No. So I'm not going to sit here and say I'm going to do something that's only going to benefit black people. No.
That right there, baby, that killed you right there. Oh, when you got that comfortable with your disdain and hatred for foundational black Americans, see, that's hatred right there, family. That she couldn't even hide it no more. The reporter kept interviewing her and asking her and bringing up our talking points to her. And she got a little frustrated, went off script, and said exactly how the hell she felt. This is how she talked behind closed doors. So she said, let me let my hair down. Let me just go ahead and say what I need to say. Let me say what I really feel. And that's what she really felt. And we showed her how we felt, and we ain't voting for your ass. Anybody who disrespects us like that, you will never get our vote. And the party who allows that, we should look at them funny style from this point on. So that's why we got her out the paint. No, you're not going to disrespect us, your base, and tell us what the hell you ain't going to do. And then y'all get confused why we ain't going to vote for you, because we ain't stupid. Everybody tries to play us stupid. We're not stupid. We're using codified power. This is the new day. Foundational black Americans are looking at who we are, and we're going to use that to our advantage, like other groups use their identity to their advantage. And the whole Boulé crowd, Roland and those guys, oh, bless his heart. Bless Roland's heart. Roland, I saw a clip of him. He did his little show, and they're doing the whole Russian box thing. Hold on, where's the Roland thing? Hold on, let me play a clip from Roland. Because, see, Roland and those guys thought they were getting jobs. All the Boulé crowd, they thought they were going to get jobs if Kamala Harris got a, because she's Boulé. She's clicked in with the Boulé and the links just like Roland. So all of them were campaigning for her heavy. So they were going to get jobs. So Roland right now, the S curl is a little dry. Roland has been taking L's because he's been out here sucking ass, trying to lift these people up and just hoping for a job. He was doing it with Hillary, all these other people. So the S curl is looking extremely dry right now. Whenever there's a loss like this and there's a loss of a job, boy, the S-curl just, it just soaks right on up. All the moisture just seems to just go and evaporate from Roland's S-curl. So on his show, he had a couple of these women on here trying to play the black woman card with Kamala. Hold on.
Going to RolandMartinUnfiltered.com.
Let's play the 90s New Jack Swing.
You talk about
Oh, God, that music. I just talked about that. That goddamn
New Jack Swing music that Roland has on his show is damn hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness. This music, Roland. We're going to talk about it. Roland Martin Unfiltered. We're going to talk about Kamala Harris. Why she lost by all these damn fools out here. Black society and not voting for. Tune in to Roland Martin Unfiltered. All these damn fools made me lose my job. And we're going to talk about that on Roland Martin Unfiltered. So, boy, the New Jack music was on fleek. And the S-curl was dry. Oh, so Roland don't know what to do. Just dry S-curl, New Jack Swing music. He don't know what to do. So, oh, hold on. Hold on. Wait.
Keep it real as Roland Martin Unfiltered. Support the Roland Martin Unfiltered Daily Digital Show by going to RolandMartinUnfiltered.com. You can make this possible. You talk about the candidates. The reality is that Russian troll farms continue to play a role in this election.
Oh, Lord. Oh, shut up. Here they go.
She was targeted more than anybody else. More than Biden. More than Sanders, more than Warren. Seems that Putin in Russia was kind of scared of this black woman.
Oh, nigga, please. Oh, please, please. Oh, the Boule nigga splaining. Oh, it was Putin that was scared of the black woman. Stop. Nigga, stop.
I don't know if it's that they are scared of her or that, just like the Mueller report revealed, that anybody looking to infiltrate our election or our country knows that the third rail in the United States is that of race, and particularly the issues facing African Americans. Because we saw that in the Mueller report about how we were targeted on social media and others in general. Right. So if and I agree with you. I mean, just tweeting about Kamala today, the amount of my regular comments and from the folks who think she wasn't, you know, like real folks. So it was real folks commenting and critique. And I don't want to disregard folks that had real critique mm-hmm. of her candidacy and therefore endorse somebody else. Like, those folks exist and I'm not erasing that. But there is also the issue of, as soon as I started talking about it and not even hashtagging her name, that there was direct sort of engagement in my Twitter feed and other because I was talking about her. That is a very real fact and something that we
let me
on social media feed. You know, our network
is using
us as an authentic messenger. So check before you share.
I want to bring in someone. Y'all have seen her. She's getting mic'd up. Reese Colbert, she of course has been sharing her thoughts she cussed a whole bunch of people out today after news drop of Senator Harris dropping out, you being one of her most ardent supporters. Not a good day for you.
No, very tough day. But, you know, I had to give Senator Kamala Harris her props first, and then I cussed people out second, you know, because it's still a historic campaign that she's run. I'm incredibly proud of her. I think all of us in the K-Hive are. So I think, I've been watching the show on the way up here, and I think we can.
Y'all get that? The K-Hive, like the beehive? Get out of here. Ain't no damn K-Hive except the people that's hired by the campaign.
Talk about coulda, woulda, shouldas, but I'm very proud no matter what.
What particularly ticked you off the most over the last several months with the criticism or attacks on her?
Well, I call it.
They keep using the word attacks. No, we're talking about her record. Her record is horrible.
Operation Block the Black Woman. And I think that when you look
stop.
At the.
Stop. Oh, I hate these niggas so much. They come up with this thing. Oh, they just don't like no black. This is Operation Block the Black Woman. Just shut up. Y'all niggas are, you're not as slick as you think you are. These niggas are so corny. Let me tell you, these Boule niggas, that's that talented 10th. They really think they're just smarter than every other black person on the planet. So they think running around trying to shame black people with their bullshit, we're going to go for it. These are the dumbest niggas, and they think they're the smartest Negroes in the room. This woman just recently identified as black. So miss me with that Operation Block the Black Woman. This woman is damn Asian Indian. She was being portrayed as a damn Indian Asian woman for the longest. So now we ain't about to jump on the sister girl bandwagon, and y'all not going to shame us to support these people who come from cultures that is decidedly anti-foundational black American. So y'all not going to play the black woman sister girl card with her, with a person who goes in and out of her ethnicity. It don't work like that.
Outsized social media attacks. She's received 68% of the social media attacks of all the candidates, and yet she's only received 3% of the media mentions. And there's no telling how much of those media mentions are actually positive versus negative. So I think that when we're talking about the level of attacks that she received versus the ability to counter those attacks, it just wasn't a level playing field. Lord. So that was the most frustrating part, is that she just didn't even have a level playing field at all. In addition to being a black woman, just sheer volume.
Oh, they keep throwing that in there. You see that? They keep throwing that in there.
I've got Roland Martin unfiltered video in just one moment.
All right, folks, it's the holiday season. This is when you think about spending time with your family and friends. This is also when you count your blessings.
Okay, what the hell is he talking
about? Folks, that you know, people of color represent 50 to 90% of the jail population across the nation. Bring our brothers and sisters home for the holiday to donate.
Okay.
Go to holiday.com.
Now back to your Roland Martin unfiltered video.
Okay, that's it. Okay. This show is all over the place. Let me put my MAGA music on. So his show is all over the place. So it's just Boulé Negro babble. It's just Boulé Negro babble. Shout out to South Central LA in the house. Shout out to somebody in the chat room shouting out South Central LA. Shout out to y'all. But again, this is the game they like to play. This is a shaming tactic. They didn't send their Boulé Negroes out. The Democrats, they've sent their Boulé Negroes out to shame black people. All y'all just don't like no black woman. Y'all just misogynistic against the black woman. All of a sudden, she's sister girl, black woman. Remember, this woman, man, if you look at old articles about Kamala Harris, they always referred to her as Asian or Indian American, dude. So y'all not going to shame us with that. Oh, the black woman, y'all hate the black woman. No. Because real black women don't get to dip in and out of their ethnicity. Don't work like that. Don't work like that. We ain't rocking with her. And that's just what it is. So Roland, go moisturize that S-curl. And try with Joe Biden. And we ain't rocking with Joe Biden either. He seems like he has dementia or something like that. But poor Roland, boy, the S-curl is so dry. The Roland Martin Unfiltered. I'm getting the show is today is brought to you by Lustre Silk. The show is brought to you by the Bronner Brothers S-curl. Y'all some damn fools and Russian bots for not voting for Kamala Harris. We're going to talk about it on Roland Martin Unfiltered. Them damn beats, goddammit. Oh, God. Anyway, man, what else is happening out here in the streets, man? And by the way, don't forget, y'all, hit that link below. Go to the Indiegogo page and get down with the Foundational Black American Conference. We got about 4 or 5 hours left. Did y'all hear that police chief out there in Chicago? That nigga got fired. That big chunky, speaking of big chunky Boulé Sambo Negroes, this big chunky Negro, what's that police chief in Chicago? They would wheel him out to make excuses for them racist ass cops in Chicago for shooting black folks. They would bring him out to justify all the shootings. Laquan McDonald, they would bring this big jolly Carl Winslow looking Negro out every time to justify black folks getting their brains blown out by the damn race soldiers, Eddie Johnson. And they got him out. They, like Professor Black Truth says, the white supremacists always break their tools. They break their tools. That Negro's job, he was the token Negro, the designated token to go out there and be the front man to cover for the white supremacists. Like, hey, we're not racist. We got a black chief of police out here. So he would be out there making excuses for all these black folks getting killed. he was about to retire soon, and they fired him right before he retired. They're like, no, nigga, we ain't gonna let you get out here clean. We ain't gonna let you retire clean. They came up with some little cockamamie reason to fire him. They got the little stud mayor, out there who looks like Miles Davis. They got her to do it. And remember, it's the white supremacists behind all of it. Remember, there's no real retirement plan for being a coon. There is no retirement plan for being a coon, ladies and gentlemen. And a lot of people are talking about the Zimmerman thing. George Zimmerman is in the news. George Zimmerman and this lawyer, is known for doing a lot of suspected white supremacist tactics. I forgot what the lawyer's name, but he does little stuff. The lawyer is behind this lawsuit. Zimmerman and his lawyer, they're suing Trayvon Martin's family and Benjamin Crump for $100 million. It's some frivolous-ass lawsuit they've been throwing out there just so it can get headlines because of a movie they're promoting. There's a movie that some white supremacist suspects have made trying to discredit Trayvon and call the whole thing a big conspiracy theory. So this looks like a thing that they're trying to do to promote this movie that they got out. And, you know, the lawsuit ain't gonna go nowhere. It's clearly a frivolous lawsuit. You're not gonna be able to sue the family because they disparage you. It's a publicity stunt more than anything. And again, this lawyer is known for putting together these type of publicity stunt lawyers. They tried to sue some people from Black Lives Matter before. You know, it's a publicity stunt lawsuit. So don't get too bent out of shape about it. Again, and when you see a lot of the white people, your white friends and buddies talking about how horrible this is, don't believe them. Let me tell y'all something. Your white buddies, your white friends, they all support Zimmerman. That's why Zimmerman is walking around free now. I don't want to see all these people in the dominant society. Oh, this is so horrible. He's going to burn in hell. You all supported Zimmerman. All of y'all supported Zimmerman. If y'all didn't, he wouldn't be out free right now. None of y'all are giving Zimmerman the OJ treatment. See, with OJ, y'all follow OJ around. Y'all do that to this day. You follow OJ around, you find a way to get him back in jail. Y'all not doing that with Zimmerman. You're not finding him all over the place. You're not following him. You're not camping out at his house. You guys are still protecting Zimmerman now. All you folks in the dominant society. So I'm not impressed by your fake outrage. You dig? Not impressed whatsoever. And speaking of Florida, did y'all see the stories of a brother down there in Florida who found out his son was gay, or he suspected that his son was gay, and he's I think the son is a preteen, so the son might be 12 or something. So the dad got his son's phone and saw some gay porn on it, but it was some gay porn on his son's phone. So the dad was like, oh hell no. So the dad got his son and dropped him off on the side of a road and said, okay, you have a good life. And then they arrested the dad. That's cold-blooded right there. Even if your son, you know, your son is on his little phone watching backdoor bussies, and you're like, oh, hell no, this nigga has to go. So he went and dropped his son off on the side of the road and said, have a good life. His son was addicted to boys. So, which is horrible. You don't do that. But I noticed some people tried to use this story as a way to justify shitting on black people, black Americans, as in particular, by saying, well, see, this is the homophobia in black men. Pump your fucking brakes, because the dude who did this, the dad, this is a Haitian dude. The guy is Haitian. He's a Caribbean guy. So what y'all not going to do, y'all not going to put that on us. You're not going to put that on us. You're not going to use that as an example to dump on foundational black Americans and run around with that. See how homophobic y'all are? No, no, no. That guy is Caribbean. That's a Caribbean, and we are differentiating ourselves from that. Because, see, you got a lot of these people, like the Tarana Burke. See, that's one of Tarana Burke's people. He's from Tarana Burke's culture. He's from Amanda Seale's culture. See, notice a lot of these shea butter, foreign flag mammies that we have out here, most of them come from the Caribbean. A lot of them come from West Africa, too. Not even East Africa, but a lot of them over here, the shea butters, all of them clicking up with them liberal white women feminists to shit on black Americans. A lot of them come from Caribbean cultures where rape and pedophilia and all that stuff is rampant and homophobia is rampant. But they don't say nothing about their own cultures, but they come over here and dump on foundational black Americans. No, you're not going to do that with us. No, those are your folks. Own that. Hold your own nuts. Those are your folks. And remember when those same shea butter Caribbean mammies like Fraudanista Jones, and, you know, she's, her family's Caribbean. They're from Jamaica. And all of these other folks, these other mammies and bedwenches and foreign ass kissers who come over here to shit on black Americans. Remember they had that whole street harassment campaign where they were using that to work with the white supremacists so they can create laws against foundational black Americans? Because that's what the whole thing was about. It was about them creating laws against foundational black Americans. And Fraudanista and all them were running around talking about, you okay, sis, coming up their little hashtags, talking about how they can't walk the streets without men harassing them. They can't walk the streets without men harassing them. Well, the problem is this. The men harassing you are the dudes who are from your own Caribbean cultures. Y'all live out there like in these East Coast cities. You're Caribbean. You come from a Caribbean background, and that means you live in these communities where most of the people have Caribbean backgrounds, and those are the people so-called street harassing you. So don't put the shit on us. Check your own damn culture. Y'all live in these little Caribbean enclaves and these little immigrant enclaves, and the thirsty dudes are hollering at your raggedy ass because you ain't that appealing to us. Let's be real. Look, Tarana Burke said when she was a kid, she was sexually assaulted a few times, and that's a horrible thing. But I can damn near guarantee you it wasn't no damn foundational black American who did it. That ain't no shade. That's somebody from your goddamn culture did that. And that's a horrible thing to happen to anybody, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't no foundational black American did that. You understand? Check your own people. Check your own folks. You dig? And stop trying to dump your garbage off on us. Speaking of Caribbeans, Botham John's brother, Brent John, family, this Negro, with the help of Lee Merritt, today he accepted an award from a police agency. A police organization gave him an award for courage for hugging Amber Geiger after Amber Geiger murdered his brother in cold blood. Let me play some clips of the news report of the speech he did at the thing. And this is shameful. Just the fact that he went and got that award is shameful. And Lee Merritt, oh, Lee, you shouldn't be able to show your face nowhere, Lee Merritt. But listen to this.
Officers, this year, it went to 18-year-old Brandt for his extraordinary act of mercy towards the former cop, Amber Geiger, convicted of murder for shooting and killing his older brother inside his own apartment.
I'm truly...
Oh, wow, just the... He showed incredible mercy to the woman who killed his brother. Just, hearing that is sad.
I'm grateful for this award, and I hope others can see the light in what I did.
In front of that police organization, Brandt used the spotlight to address the treatment of black men at the hands of police.
I want you all to know that I am not a threat, that young black males are not inherently dangerous or criminal.
That hug not only stunned the courtroom, but his own family, just moments after Geiger was sentenced to 10 years in prison for the murder. Brandt later telling GMA he had no regrets.
Every time I ask God for forgiveness, he forgives me. So who am I to not forgive someone who asked? I waited 1 year to hear I'm sorry, and I'm grateful for that. And it's, well, that's why I forgive her. This is what you have to do to set yourself free.
I want you to hear what he said to this group of police officers. Okay. He said, no other little brothers should have to model ethical leadership and forgive.
I don't want to hear no more of this bullshit. So Lee Merritt and those, and let's be clear. Let's be clear. Lee Merritt, you're one of the shamefulest niggas I've ever seen in my life. And I hope you're listening to this, Lee. We know that you are low Negro, but this is just beyond low. And let me just break it down what this is really about. This sounds like, and I said before, this sounds like Lee Merritt cut a deal with the city to fatten up the bag for the family. The family's going to get a big settlement. So in order to fatten the bag up, they got to go out here and show leniency and mercy and hug and rub and schmooze all up on Amber Geiger. Because what the police are trying to do, they're trying to create this horse and pony show so that this woman can possibly get out early. This is why the police and all these folks, these unions and all these organizations are putting this all together and making a big display out of it. Because the police and the media and all of them are working together along with Lee Merritt because he's going to get his little cut. This is orchestrated to show leniency on Amber Geiger so she can possibly get out on appeal. Let's be clear. Let's not fall for the dumb shit that Lee Merritt is trying to spin this with. That's all this is. Lee Merritt is in on this bullshit, and this nigga should be ashamed. And that Coon family should be too. And Lee Merritt is going around acting like, oh, I didn't know he was going to hug her all in the court. I didn't. It just took me by surprise. I didn't really want him to go get this award, but I stand by him because if you look at the video, I mean, Lee Merritt is standing right there. Lee Merritt is right there at the little award show. Lee Merritt is right there getting his FaceTime with the camera. So he orchestrated all this stuff. And this is shameful. And Lee Merritt, just stop talking to us like we stupid. These folks think that black Americans, they think we are just the dumbest people who they can funnel their bullshit to and we'll just buy it. That's a sad, sad thing and a shameful thing for that family to do and for Lee Merritt to be a part of. This nigga really played his whole card on this one. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I want to talk about another story in the media. And by the way, if you haven't, ladies and gentlemen, click that link below and go to the Indiegogo page and get involved with the Foundation of Black American Conference. Let me see how many hours we have left. Let me take a look at it. We're doing very good. We got 4 hours left. We're at $106,000 right now. We are doing great. We are doing great, family. Everybody still get involved with that. And by the way, speaking of campaigns, my man Scarface, I talked to my brother, the legendary rapper. I talked to Scarface today. Scarface is running for city council out there in Houston. And I think the elections are on the 14th of December. All my Houston people, if you're down there, please support our brother because our brother most likely is going to win. We need everybody in Houston to support. I wonder if you have to be in that district to actually vote. I wonder if you have to be in that district. Y'all let me know about that because we want everybody to go out there and support our brother. Brad Jordan for District D. I think that's the name of the campaign. And shout out to Willie D too. My brother Willie D is running as well for another district, I think. But support our brother, Face. Support our brother. But anyway, man, you know, there was a story in the New York Times, and I've been telling people, you know, I've been telling people for the longest about AIDS and HIV, how the majority of the people that have AIDS and HIV are white people. I've been telling y'all this for the longest. We even talked about it in Hidden Colors 5. In Hidden Colors 5, we talked about how a lot of white people, they've always had more cases of HIV and AIDS with white people, but they've, the media, they flipped it and made the face of AIDS black. They make it seem like black America is just ravaged with HIV and AIDS. And the thing is, the New York Times came out with an article today, and they are finally telling the truth, because now this thing is getting heavier. Now they just can't keep lying. They're saying everything that I've said, reluctantly. So the New York Times article says, HIV is coming to rural America, and rural America is not ready. Okay, now, rural America means white. They're still trying to talk in codes a little bit. They're still trying to talk in their little codes, but rural America means white. Whenever you hear the word rural America, that means white. And understand, it ain't coming. It's been there. It's not coming. It's been there. Oh, I see someone. The minute I start talking about that, some white supremacists jumped in the room mad. I saw that. And thank you, Mods, for getting them out the paint real quickly. Thank you very much, Mods. The Mods got them out very, very quickly. But this article says, let me read some of the article, because this has been saying what I've been telling people. It says, while there's still about a million people living with HIV in the United States in some of the largest cities, the news about HIV and AIDS is surprisingly positive. New HIV diagnoses fall to historic lows, the New York City Health Department announced, in big cities. So let me paraphrase some of this stuff. In some of the major cities where black people live, the AIDS rate is actually low. You know, they can't keep shoveling propaganda no more. Basically, what this article is saying, a lot of AIDS, those AIDS cases in black areas, the AIDS rates are going down. They're telling the truth. A lot of black folks don't have AIDS like that. They don't get HIV like that. And like I've been telling people, whenever you saw a spike in HIV and AIDS in black society, they kept trying to say, well, it was because of some mysterious down low black men. They created a whole boogeyman culture that really didn't exist. And they got that dude on Oprah, J.L. King, and they paraded him around and tried to front like there's a bunch of black men running around like him, sneaking around married to women and getting bussy on the side. And that ain't the fucking case. That was never the case. They blew up that propaganda to hide the fact that a lot of black people who were out here swirling, that's where they were getting it from. Also, a lot of immigrants who were coming in, they would have it, and then it would be attributed to black society. I've talked to several health professionals, and they tell me all the time, especially on the East Coast, how immigrant women come in there. A lot of immigrant women come in there with AIDS and HIV. It's heavy. Because a lot of these immigrant women, they'll get it because they be laying up with all these damn zaddies. They worship a damn zaddy. So they're laying up with these zaddies, and that's how they're getting it. And then when those numbers are counted, it's looking like, well, damn, black America is ravaged with AIDS. They don't differentiate black immigrants from black Americans. Y'all remember that story about the white man called, I think they called him the Sperminator. It's a white man in New York that a bunch of immigrant women go to, and he has sex with them in bathrooms so he can get them pregnant. It's a white man in New York. He just has sex with dozens and dozens of dozens and dozens of immigrant women, women from Africa and the Caribbean. They come over here and have sex with this dude so they can have anchor babies. Look that dude up. It's a white dude. you know this dude got something. This dude clearly has something. You dig? And over there in Africa, those white dudes go over there, them zaddies go over there and just start laying up with everybody. That's where they're getting it from, them damn zaddies. You understand? So they count those numbers in with us. So now they're admitting, they were like, well, look, in these rural areas, there are major AIDS and HIV outbreaks. Out there in, there's a county, Cabell County in West Virginia, there's an AIDS outbreak out there now. They're like, right now, just recently, there was a cluster of like damn near 100 new HIV infections out there with all of these drug addict white people. In Indiana, there was another county out there where half the damn county had HIV. You don't really hear about that in the media. They just downplay this stuff. And I mean, these are like all white little towns. They downplay this thing like crazy. They're not telling you half a damn town got AIDS and HIV. But you let one Negro say he on the down low, all of a sudden you got that on every damn news channel. That JL King, one nigga, came out talking about he's on the down low, and all of a sudden it's the down low phenomenon. It's the down low. That shit was everywhere. You dig? But it's getting so bad in white society, they gotta say something now, because these white people are dying left and right because of AIDS and opioids. And whenever you do drugs and you're doing heroin and all this stuff, that's gonna come with it. Those diseases are gonna come with it. This is why some of these white supremacists are getting so bold. They're like, shit, I ain't got that long to live, so let me just go off on some niggas one time in my life. And I tell people, you drive to some of these little so-called rural places and some of these little all-white segregated enclaves full of these little white supremacists, Trump supporters. They look like zombies, dude. These folks out here looking like zombies. These folks are walking around here looking half dead. And it's like that out here where I live, out here in SoCal. You look at some of the people out here walking around looking half dead. So you can imagine what they're looking like in these so-called rural places. These little high, drugged out, opioid ass white supremacists dripping with AIDS and HIV. And the media is trying to downplay it. Y'all can swirl if you want to. You better know who the hell you swirling with out here. You dig? They all inbred, all these people. Go look at the first them hashtag and see how many of these people out here molesting kids, molesting their relatives in the dominant white supremacist society. Look at the numbers on that. It's insane. But again, we got to understand how propaganda works. They have to make us the face of that stuff. And this is why it's important for us to control the media narrative so that we can tell the truth about what's happening, so that we can tell our side of the story. This is how we use codified power. See, when we use our own narrative and our own media, we can get folks up out the paint like Kamala Harris and her white supremacist handlers. This is why we gotta continue to stay codified and use that codified power. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Don't forget, y'all, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to check out Hidden Colors 1 through 5. Don't forget, we got 4 hours left, ladies and gentlemen. We have 4 hours left to get involved with the Foundation of Black American Conference. 4 hours left, guys. Go to Indiegogo right now, ladies and gentlemen. I will holler at you guys this Sunday. Y'all have a prosperous week.